Hello.
Hello. Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from Opinion Research. And now we're conducting a public opinion survey on state and national issues. And your answers are anonymous and confidential, and your opinions are very important to the success of the survey. Are you registered to vote as a Republican in Maryland, ma'am?
Yep.
Okay. All right, ma'am. How likely are you to vote in Maryland Republican primary election for U.S. Senate in a couple of weeks? So would that be a definitely will vote, likely will vote, may or may not vote, or will not vote?
Well.
That would be definitely or just likely to vote?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Okay, I'm going to read you the names of several individuals. After I mention each one, please tell me if you recognize the person. If you do, I will, you know, then like you to tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable or neutral opinion of that individual. Okay, the first one would be Donald Trump.
Favorable.
Very or just somewhat favorable?
Very.
Okay, Larry Hogan.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, Robin Ficker.
No clue.
Okay, Chris Chaffee.
No clue.
No clue. Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, if the May 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chaffee, or someone else?
Larry Hogan.
Okay, thank you. All right, and do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Ukraine? Is strongly support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat opposed.
Somewhat opposed. Okay. All right, man. Do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Israel?
Opposed.
Strongly or somewhat opposed?
Strongly.
Okay. Strongly opposed. All right, man. Now, when you are deciding, you know, who to vote for, how important are the following issues to you? Economic issues, inflation, family budget, and debt. Very important. Somewhat important. Not that important.
Very important.
Not too important. Securing and protecting our southern border.
Very important.
Job creation and economic development.
Very important.
Being a candidate who supports Donald Trump.
Very important.
And energy independent for this country.
Very important.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, now I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Robin Ficker, okay? After each, please tell me if this information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, you know, if it makes no difference to you. Robin Ficker will use his position as a U.S. Senator to fight to secure our southern border. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Ficker? Does not make any difference to you?
No difference.
Okay, okay, no difference, right? Okay, Robin Ficker is a strong supporter of Donald Trump. As a senator, Robin Ficker will actively help President Trump enact his agenda. Does this make you more or less likely to vote for him?
More likely.
Much more or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, Robin Ficker says he's running for senator to fight for conservative Republican values. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Ficker, or does not make any difference to you?
No difference.
No difference. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am. Now I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. candidate Larry Hogan. Okay. After each, please tell me if this information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or it makes no difference to you. Larry Hogan is a strong opponent of Donald Trump. Hogan is doing everything he can to stop President Trump. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or does it make no difference to you?
Less likely.
Okay, much less or somewhat less?
Somewhat less.
Somewhat less. Okay, Governor Larry Hogan locked down businesses, schools, and other activities during much of the pandemic, while the Republicans' governors kept, you know, their states open. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or does not make any difference?
Doesn't make a difference.
Okay, Larry Hogan said he's running for Senate not to serve one party, but to stand up for both parties. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan? Or much less likely or somewhat less?
Much.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, and once and I'd like to ask you once again if the May 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chaffee, or someone else?
I don't know yet.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am. Generally, would you describe yourself as a moderate Republican or a conservative Republican?
Conservative.
Conservative. And would that be, would you say you are very conservative or just somewhat conservative?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay. All right, ma'am. The last few questions are just for statistical purpose only, and we will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, or 60 or
50
older?
To 59.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your opinion, and you have a great evening. Appreciate your help. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye.